USDA's Ag Statistics Service has given us an update on peanuts and the condition of the peanut crop. They're saying right now that it is 0% very poor, rated 4% poor, 27% fair, 54% good, and 15% excellent. Last year on this date, it was 57% good and 9% excellent. So the crop is looking good, but the hot and dry temperatures are taking a toll. Georgia officials said this week 86% of their crop was pegging on peanuts, with soil moisture at 13% very short, 50% short, only 36 adequate. The state continued to experience hot and dry temperatures, heat indices of over 100, very little measurable precipitation in the peanut belt, and signs of stress are being seen in the peanut fields. Alabama said they were only 51% pegging. That compares to 45 on their five-year average. Their soil moisture in Alabama, 12% very short, 62% short, 26 adequate, and zero surplus. Conditions of their crop was only 35 fair and 54 good and 8% excellent. They said peanuts look good in Alabama as a whole, but rainfall has been sporadic. They need moisture to move yield potential forward. They said hot, dry weather continued across the state. Down in Florida, 75% of their peanut crop is pegging, compared to 82%. The extension agents and farmers report hot and dry conditions throughout the state. Row crops in the northern region seem to be more affected by the high temperatures and the sandy soil. Non-irrigated crops are under extreme stress. Their conditions were 2% poor on peanuts, 16% fair, 65% good, and 17% excellent, but rain was needed all across the belt. The peanut crop in jeopardy now. Contracts have returned to the farm level. $450 per ton for runner-type peanuts is being offered again for farmers who did not contract during the first go-round. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.